As of today, after 6 years, Robert Pittenger no longer represents North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. It's still unclear who the district's new representative will be as the investigation into potential absentee ballot fraud continues. But Pittenger says there's no chance it'll be him. He lost to Mark Harris in the primary by only 828 votes. And in unofficial tallies, Harris leads Democrat Dan McCready by 905 votes. Harris now says he'll ask a judge to certify those results immediately. That announcement came yesterday, a few hours after election officials postponed next week's hearing into alleged election fraud. If a new election is ordered, it would include a primary, Pittenger says he would not run. He joins us. So, Mr. Pittenger, why wouldn't you run?
Well, I think I have definitely been honored to serve the 9th District. I've really enjoyed my service. I will say to you that clearly we're in a mess right now with the 9th District, but I do know that what I want to do is focus on the security forums that I've been hosting the last 5 to 6 years instead of campaigning and fundraising for the next nearly 2 years.
You talk about campaigning. You've had some tough campaigns in the past. And looking back to the 2018 primary, the absentee ballot results in Bladen County were even more lopsided in the primary. Harris got 96% of those votes. Do you feel you were a victim of election fraud?
Well, I met with a gentleman who's Mr. Harris hired. I spent maybe 3 or 4 minutes with him and determined quickly I didn't want to have anything to do with it.
What made you come to that determination?
Well, anytime somebody sitting down with you, they want to say, pay me and I'll go get you some votes, that becomes very clear that that's not a direction I want to be in. So our meeting ended pretty abruptly, and he found someone else to go help. Now, that was in 2016. Then he helped another candidate, then that other candidate did not run this time, and Mark Harris, then hired him.
But do you feel like you were a victim of election fraud in that primary?
Well, I'm going to let the people who are dealing with this issue right now, the various authorities, determine that. I don't want to speculate on, what could have happened. And I think the facts all speak for themselves. And let's let that run its course and we'll make that determination.
Well, you certainly had suspicions of improprieties, it sounds like. Did you have reports of potential fraud in Bladen County following the 2018 primary?
We were aware of it in 2016. I was told then that there was a bad guy out there. He delivered votes, but he helped win elections. And this guy came, to meet with me, asked for some time. As I said, I only gave him a few minutes. Yeah, I think most folks in Bladen County, politically oriented, and elected officials are very much aware of Mr. Dallas and what his interest was and what his actions were. At the end of the 18 election, the primary, we did report him and what he was doing to the elections board as well as to the Republican Party.
And what kind of response did you get?
We left it with him. We'll look into it.
Why didn't you go public with it?
Well, again, I went to the people who I thought could do something about it. And, you can sound like just a sore loser. And I went to the appropriate authorities and shared my concerns. And nobody likes a whiny sore loser and starts blaming somebody else. And that's usually the perception out there when you start claiming fraud. People don't pay a lot of attention to it. So the best thing to do is get the right folks who have the authority to make that determination. And I'm glad they finally started looking into it. I think this has been going on for probably a decade out there. And he was not, selective. He didn't just align himself, the Republican Party. He worked for both sides. It didn't matter. He was a political prostitute.
Do you think your primary election should have been certified in 2018?
Well, we'd have to go back and review all that. I think there's certainly reasons to question it. But again, I'd like for the people who are reviewing that now, and I don't understand, the Board of Elections was heavy into it. I was told they'd already interviewed 100 people. Then they got disbanded by a 3-judge panel. I can't figure that out. All that did was prolong the process. You know, so I don't know where it's right now. I don't really follow it that closely.
Well, what do you think should happen now about the 9th Congressional District race?
Well, I think they need to complete the review, complete the investigation. As I said, I have no clue why a 3-judge panel would disband what they had done. Now somebody's got to start all over again. And that's not going to happen, I'm told, till the end of the month when the new board's, you know, identified. This could go on for months.
But based on what you know now, what do you think should happen?
Well, again, I don't make subjective analysis. You know, I don't believe in trial by media. I don't believe in trial by people's subjective thinking. I think you need to gather the facts. Let's get the facts together and assess the facts and then come to a determination.
And so it sounds like you're saying that Mark Harris should not be seated right away until there is an investigation.
Well, I think clearly there needs to be a completed investigation. I think any thoughtful person would agree to that. To not do that and to come back later on, if there's something that becomes more conclusive, let's just get to the bottom of it. The parties that have been involved in this need to come out and say, here's what we've learned. And remember Sergeant Friday?
Sergeant Friday.
Come on, Dragnet. Famous line.
Oh, Dragnet. Okay, Dragnet. I'm there.
He'd go be interviewing somebody, and some lady be just jabbling away. He said, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts.
All right.
That's all I want. Just show us the facts, then we can make a good conclusion.
Robert Pittenger, thank you.
You're welcome.